Hello, my name is Abhishek Himrajani and I'm from the Azure Site Recovery product team. In the first video of this five-part video series, I walked you through the steps required to complete the setup and registration of your on-premises infrastructure when you want to replicate VMware virtual machines to Azure. In this video, I'm going to walk you through vCenter server discovery, how to configure target prerequisites, and how do you specify replication settings before you can start enabling protection on your virtual machines. Before we get started, here are a few prerequisites that you should keep in consideration before you start discovering your vCenter server. You need your vCenter server credentials to be configured on your on-premises configuration server before you can start discovering the vCenter server. ASR documentation and our deployment planning tool are key resources that you should keep in consideration during the deployment. Once I have successfully registered my on-premises configuration server with my Azure Site Recovery Vault, I can start discovering my vCenter server. I go ahead and click on Add vCenter, which gives me the option of specifying a friendly name for my vCenter. I'm going to just call it vCenter Contoso. I can then provide the host name or the IP address for my vCenter server. In my demo, I'm going to use the IP address of my vCenter server. I then specify the credentials that I want to use to discover the vCenter. I had previously configured these credentials on the configuration server. Please check out my first video if you want to see how to configure those credentials. I specify the friendly name for the credentials that I want ASR to use to discover this vCenter, and I go ahead and submit the job. Within the next 15 to 20 minutes, I expect my vCenter server discovery to be completed, and then I can start configuring some of the target components such as storage accounts and networks, and the replication settings that I plan to use before I can start protecting my virtual machines. Within a few minutes, I can see that the vCenter server discovery job has completed successfully, and vCenter Contoso is now listed as a valid vCenter server for me to use with my Azure Site Recovery deployment. With that, I'm done with step 2, and I can proceed to preparing the target prerequisites that I need before I can start enabling protection for my virtual machines. Specifically, in step 3, I get to choose the Azure subscription and the deployment model that I plan to use with my Azure Site Recovery deployment. I can choose between Classic and Azure Resource Manager. Azure Site Recovery now lets you create a new storage account or a new Azure network if you do not have any compatible storage accounts or networks to use with your deployment. In my case, I already have a storage account and network that I can use with my deployment. So I go ahead and proceed to step 4. In step 4, I get the option to create and associate a replication policy that meets the replication and recovery service level objectives of my organization. I'm going to name my replication policy as Contoso Replication Policy, and for now, I will stick with the defaults that are available for the different settings that are applicable for this policy. It takes only a few quick minutes for the replication policies to get created and for them to be associated with my configuration server. Now that that's done, I'm pretty much done with my infrastructure setup. The Azure Site Recovery portal provides a link to download the latest Azure Site Recovery Capacity and Deployment Planner before you can actually proceed to the next step. To recap, in this video, I showed you how easy it is to discover your vCenter server with Azure Site Recovery. I also walked you through the configuration of the target prerequisite and the replication policy that will become relevant when we start protecting our virtual machines to Azure. In the next video, I will walk you through the protection of virtual machines to Azure. Thank you.